Blog Talk Radio.
So sad to see you go so soon, oh soon. I know that you ain't coming back. In the beginning, everything was cool. Towards the end of it all, it's all bad. I know that you did the same. I guess I'm up out of here. I'm moving on again. I'm sure that you will understand. I play by the rules, you play by the game. I couldn't stay. It's easier to say. 'Cause I was by your side when you went through the pain. I guess it doesn't matter that it's gone so far away. And every minute it's gone, I'm missing you so. I can't believe that you're gone away.
Great morning, great morning. Welcome to Faith Focus Finish Blog Talk Radio Show. We're on Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. That's Eastern Standard Time. For any of the guests, if you want to call in and ask any questions, which today is going to be an interesting topic, the number you could call in is 563-999-3741. I'm actually only going to be on here today for about 30 minutes. Because I'm just going to be on for about 30 minutes today. Just a quick overview about what I want to talk about, some things that happened over the weekend. If you're looking for any promotions, advertisement, commercial, radio spins, or radio interview, whether it's for your business, maybe your author or life coach, you can contact me at faithfocusedfinish@gmail.com. That's F-A-I-T-H. F-O-C-U-S-E-D-F-I-N-I-S-H, and that's at gmail.com, which is also attached to this episode. So you can actually just click on that and email me. And meanwhile, while you're on the site, just go on there and click on follow so that you can get notifications every time I created a episode. What I like about Blog Talk Radio is it's a global platform, not a local platform. So when you get on the show as a, you know, author, a life coach, or whatever your business is, actually it's people from all around the world that's actually listening. So I'm super excited about having that platform and having some people, you know, come on my show. Some guests that you guys recently missed. It's good to, you know, the other thing about Blog Talk Radio is once we go off the air, it uploads, so you can also always go back and listen on that platform and re-listen to each episode. So before I had Miss the Queen of Heart, Miss Keisha Wade, with her song Love Languages. She's actually a motivational speaker for men. So she empowers men. So, you know, kudos to her, her song called Love Languages. I had Yolanda Compass on. She talked about her book, Breaking Free of the Cycle of Destructive Relationships, where she talked about she had been in abusive relationships. And so, you know, she went through talking with some of the things that she experienced and some of her abusive relationships. Who else I had on there? I said, Mr. Antonio Brooks. I had him on two times because we had to do a part one and a part two with him. But basically, he talked about his book is called Child Support, How I Paid It and Made It. And basically, he paid out of pocket to pay the mother without them going to court. It was an agreement. And then one day she had to go to court. And basically, the court told him that all the money he paid for to her for years was actually a gift. So they still put him $25,000 in the rear. They took his license and his passport for like 18 years. And so he recently just got all of those things back. And so he just came on and shared his story. Also at the back of his book, he got a lot of resources for people that that's on child support or that's probably getting ready to go to court. So it's good to get his book, but also go and listen to the episodes. So he did an episode on the 26th, and then we just did one. We did one on the 19th and then 26th. So if you can go back and look at that. I had Dr. Chantrice Holloman. Her book is called Shoes Without Feet. And basically she was telling her journey about her having a massive heart attack and ended up, you know, getting an infection while she was in the hospital. They had to amputate both her legs. Very interesting story. You got to read her book. Very interesting lady. Who else did I have? I had Miss Tawanda Steele. She, one of my great friends. Great friend, okay? When I say great friend, she actually helped me when I was in a car accident before she got sick, and I had a torn disc in my neck and back, and she either I was flying back and forth to Baltimore, or she was flying back and forth to Buffalo to help me out. So she's a great friend of mine. She's talked about her journey on breast cancer and how she's just been re-diagnosed with it. So she had a good story to tell. I had Derek Pickett. His book is called titled The Power of Belief. He just, you know, talks about believing in yourself, building a business for your family, leaving a legacy. Make sure you go check that one out. So that's just some of the things. I'm going to be having Miss Karma Banks. She's the author of Mind Traveling. Basically, she talked about her journey about going through foster care and being abused through the whole process. Her father didn't know she was that she was in foster care when he finally found her and fought for custody of her. He ended up passing away soon after that. So that was, you know, a little tidbit about her book. But you guys got to go get these books. Very interesting people. I'm excited because I have some more people coming lined up. I have Miss Fentila Charlton, but she called herself Finney. She's an empowerment speaker. She's going to be coming on Wednesday. She's talking about from foster care to six figures. She wanted to tell her own personal story. So I'm excited about getting her on the call. So Yeah, guys. I mean, I got some stuff lined up. So, you know, I'm looking for some more people to get on to help you, you know, advertise your business and promotions. I mean, promote your books and things like that. So, yeah. So anyway, this is my quote I'm going to have for today. And it's the reason why I wanted to talk about it, but I'm only going to talk about it for 20 or 30 minutes. My quote today is replace an empty mind with an open one. Replace an empty mind with an open one. And the reason why I said I'm only going to do a short thing today, because, I mean, there's not much really I could talk about when it comes to that. So I'm going to try to make it quick. So, you know, if anybody have any questions, you can actually get on and ask me some questions. But anyway, I've been in the business of financial services for 5 years. And so that means I talk to a lot of people. And one of the biggest problems we have in our community is that people they don't have life insurance or they don't have any savings. And one of the things I learned all this stuff when I was 46 years old, so it's never too late to learn, but you just got to be open-minded again. But one of the things, I'm sorry, I have to turn my phone off. Everybody hit me up all of a sudden. Sorry about the noise in the background. One of the things, it's a lot of things that I learned that I did not know, and I was like, why they didn't teach us this stuff in school? And so they're not going to teach us how to make more. If anybody, I should say our job, our boss is not going to teach us how to live next door to us. It's always going to be somebody got to be at the bottom of the pole. But the thing is, these days now, people are sick and tired of living that type of life. And it's all a lie. It's all a lie. It's not a way that you're going to be financially free. The way they teach us to go to school, get good grades, go to college. When we get out of college, we're going to have a good job and go throw our money in the bank. There's people out here coming out of college with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And I had a lady that came in my office about 2 years ago. She's a doctor. She only makes $100,000 a year, but she got $400,000 in debt, which means she ain't going to never get out of debt. And so the thing is, and she was a self-employed doctor. So basically, self-employed means you got to be personally involved in order to make some money. So if she didn't come into work, she ain't made no money. So, you know, it's all about learning how to make your money work a little bit harder for you than you working hard for your money. But anyway, we're going to talk about that another time. I want to talk about this life insurance thing because one of the life insurance things that I do now, they had living benefits in them, living benefits. And I already know it's only 1% of the Americans, okay, 1%. Of Americans that actually have living benefits in their life insurance. Now, I always hear people say, I got insurance at my job. I got life insurance outside my job. But if you got it outside your job, do it have living benefits in it? And basically, living benefits, it covers terminal, critical, or chronic illnesses. And some companies might have only one. Some companies might have two. And some companies might have three. Some of the companies that I work with have all three. Okay. And it basically says if you have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, lose a limb, maybe you go blind from diabetes, maybe you have kidney failure or something like that. If any of those, now they say it's a 50-50 chance that one or two of those events going to happen to us. Okay. Nobody is exempt from it. Okay. If any of those events happen to you with our life insurance policies, you can actually get a portion of the policy to either use it to pay your bills or use it to pay your house off with. You hear what I said, right? We call it mortgage protection or income protection. You can either use it to pay your mortgage off or you can use it to pay your bills. That check comes directly to you. Don't go to the lender. Now, some of the things that... And basically it means that if any of those events happen, if you cannot perform two of the daily living skills, okay, they might be bathing, clothing yourself, feed yourself. I mean, they got a list on the policy If you can't do two of those six things on that list, you can get a portion of that policy, but you have to get a note from the doctor saying that you can't perform those things, okay? They have a terminal illness on there where if you know, terminally ill from cancer or something like that, you could get some of that policy and use it to help fight for your life. We had, matter of fact, it's a lady, she's actually on my team. I used to use her commercial for, as a matter of fact, I'm going to list our commercial in this episode too. I used to use her commercial to, you know, to help some of my clients understand about what living benefits is. Well, actually, she developed breast cancer, and they actually gave her $65,000 off of the policy so that way she could still pay her bills and still maintain the same daily, I mean, the same skill, still live daily, like, you know, for her and her son could still live comfortable. So anyway, that was some of the things I thought was so powerful, and I wish that my mom had known about this policy, because my mom died at a young age, and she should have been. The doctor said she should have still been able to live, but because she had to give up financially was one of the reasons why she didn't make it. And it's sad that somebody have to die because they financially can't make it. And so I think that these policies are very powerful. You just gotta let somebody sit down and talk with you. But there's so many people out here that's being closed-minded that they don't want to listen. So it's good to get the insurance outside your job, because when people tell me they got the insurance at their job, your job is not going to help pay your mortgage, and they're not going to pay your bills if you go out sick. This can help you if you go out sick with any of those, you know, events that I mentioned. So that's a couple of things right there. And that I want to talk about, but I'm not going to go too much into detail about it, because I want you to be able to reach out to me and let's talk about it one-on-one, because everybody's situation is a different situation. A couple of things, you know, before we go offline, even if you have some illnesses already in the background, still reach out to me, because I work with 15 different companies and stuff, and we custom help you get you a plan that can help you get on, you know, get some insurance. And, and some of the plans, I'm not gonna lie, some of the plans might not give you all of those benefits, but it's better to have something than to have nothing. There's too many people out here doing a GoFundMe. They do not work. The fresh fries don't work. The chicken dinners don't work. Because if somebody have young kids, that's not gonna help feed those kids for the rest of their life or until they become an adult. So it's all about being educated so you can know better to do better. I had a couple of incidents this weekend where people had reached out to me. It was a husband and a wife that I had talked to about maybe 6 or 7 months ago. And the husband was very adamant. We don't have the money. We got to think about it. And one of the things is I always tell people, we always say we got to think about getting life insurance. Well, first of all, it's not if we die, it's when we die. We just don't know when that day is going to come, but it's going to come. So you got to be prepared for it. But anyway, he didn't get the insurance because he still was thinking about it. And I just recently found out that he had a massive heart attack and he had to get open heart surgery. And the sad thing is he's the breadwinner, and I feel so sorry, because I know when it comes to men and their pride, the first thing they're thinking about, what am I going to do about my household if they're the breadwinner? And then thinking about the wife, knowing that she's, you know, temporarily disabled, how are they going to pay the bills? That money could have made a big difference in that household. But sometimes people let their pride get in the way, so we got to stop letting our pride get in the way and start, you know, making sure we protect our family. I mean, there's people out here driving Mercedes Benz. They got $2,000 iPhones. Everybody in their household got a pair of Jordans, but nobody thought about spending $100 of that money for their whole family, for the whole family to get insurance. I had another person I talked to about 2 years ago, never got insurance, called me this weekend and told me their daughter passed away in her sleep, 16 years old. How was 16-year-old, like, people telling me I'm too young to be thinking about life insurance? No, you should be. Everybody should have life insurance on them. from the day 15th that you step on the face of this earth, you should have life insurance. I tell people, I want you to really think about this. Think about this. First of all, it's babies out here passing away. So why are people saying that they too young? Okay. The 15-year-old, who would have thought they'd go in there to wake their 15-year-old daughter? She died of natural causes in her sleep. How do that happen? Guys, we just got to wake up so we can know better to do better. A couple of things. Some of our policies, they also have investments inside of them. So you could do an insurance policy on your kid with an investment in there. Get them ready. Get them prepared for later on. Start saving money. Start saving money for yourself. You know, we just got to start knowing better to do better. I see there's a couple callers on the line. Do anybody have any questions they want to ask them? Open up the lines for a minute. We have about 9 minutes left on the show today. So if anybody have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask me any questions. Guys, there's so many people out here that's really struggling with understanding how I didn't understand it myself. I did not understand it myself. I actually thought that life insurance is just supposed to be if we die. But what if you can use it while you're alive? You got to, you know, just be open-minded to learn. Actually, if you want to reach out to me, you can actually reach out to me on my email and leave your phone number and let's set up a time we can talk. Matter of fact, excuse me, I might even put my calendar link on here also. So if you want to set up your own time and sit down and talk to me for about 30 minutes, my email is faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. I mean, I have so many, let me think, it's another, since we got a little bit of time, I'm going to share some stories, some things that are, and the reason why I have to do this, because it's real. I have met this young lady, she was about 18 years old at the time. I used to Uber, and I met her in my Uber car, so I was telling her about, you know, because I had some young people on my team that was working with me, 18, 19 years old, so I was just educating about what I do. She was excited about what I was talking about with her about the rule of 72 and things like that, and saving money and things like that. So she was like, I want to come and work with you, Miss Bay. I'll do it part-time. And I said, well, I want to talk to your family first. Let me talk to your mom and dad. Let me show them what I do so that way they'll know what you're going to be doing because you need the support. My mom kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. The appointment. So I was like, you know, I'm going to leave it alone because a lot of times when you work with people under 25 years old, their parents have so much influence on them. And the thing is, if you don't know what your child is doing, how are you going to know if you tell them if it's good or not for them? So I decided that I'm just going to wait until her mom would sit down and talk with me before I sit down and work with her because I don't want her to, you know, be disappointed in her family not supporting her. Well, one day I reached out to her. And she was like, oh, my God, Miss Faye, I'm so glad that you reached out to me because she's like, can you call me? So I called her. She said, Miss Faye, why my mom just died 3 days ago? I said, Jesus. I said, I hope she has some life insurance. She said she didn't. Her mom was a nurse. This lady had 6 kids. I know that I could at least got her $600,000 in coverage because the lady was... The lady has she was working a decent job. She was making about $60,000 a year. I know I could have got her some good coverage at a good price because she was still young. I still don't know to this day what she was sick from. But anyway, she ended up dying, and her 18-year-old daughter was trying to take care of her siblings. Now, guess where I picked the young lady up at Subway. That's where she worked at. Now, how's she going to work at Subway and take care of 6 siblings? The rent, $1,200. That's just the rent. She got to buy food, clothes, lights, gas, you know, still pay for these kids to go to with their field trips and things like that. And so people not thinking they leaving their kids out here to drown. Your kids are drowning. But if I would have been able to give that lady get her daughter $600,000, that little girl would not have to fight the courts to get her custody of her sisters and brothers. So I went over there and sat down and talked with her. Me and my partners, we scraped up some money to put some money in their pockets, but that was not enough. It was not enough. So I don't know whatever happened to the young lady. I just lost track of her. I went back to the house, and the house was empty. So that really just broke my heart because I don't know if her siblings went into foster care. And sometimes foster care is not a good thing for people to be in, you know. So that was one story that I dealt with. Another lady, I talked with her. She said she had to ask her husband if she should get insurance, and her husband told her they got it at the job. Next thing I know, her grandbaby passed away. Now, she could have put her grandbaby on that policy, but I guess the baby died of crib's death. So I reached out to her again like a month or so after that, and I was like, you sure you don't want to get some insurance? Because I seen them deal with GoFundMe. Well, I think about it. Her daughter had another baby. That baby passed away. So still not have gotten insurance. So it's like, guys, we got to start being open-minded to know better, to do better. I have so many stories to tell because I've been in this industry for 5 years. Even some of my family members still don't have insurance. Still don't have insurance, but we're going from funeral to funeral. And this right here will open up my mind. I mean, I didn't think about it until I came in this industry. Why I keep going from funeral to funeral and I'm not thinking that one day is going to be my time to be in that casket? And would I want to leave that burden on my family? We got to start knowing better to do better. If you go on Georgia.gov, they have that up to 200 to 500 family members leaving their families at the morgue. And what they do is they cremate everybody together and they bury them in a mass grave. Why do we do that when it's cheap? It's cheap, guys. And I always tell people, even if you try to get something as cheap as possible and then later upgrade, if money is the issue, I can show you how to make some money. I can definitely show you how to make some money. So anyway, I'm not going to go into any more details about it. But anyway, I also helped out some families that people did get insurance. I got a lady, they wasn't going to get the insurance. They finally went on and got their husband, ended up getting cancer. He did lose his job, and he did eventually pass away, but he was able to leave his wife $500,000, you know? And I'm sure that he didn't worry about that. That was the last thing on his mind, worrying about he wasn't covered. He was covered. So I know some people love and adore their family, so if you love them that much, you got to make sure you protect yourself and your family. But anyway, if you're interested in learning more about what I do, you can reach out to me at faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. It's actually listed on this episode. And let's set up a time we can sit down and talk, even if it's for 15 to 20 minutes. Well, anyway, well, have a great day, and you guys have a blessed day, and talk to you tomorrow.
God has not forgot. God has not forgot. God has not forgot. God has not forgot. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God has not forgot. God has not forgot. Can you help us sing?